I think where we're at right now in this stage is let's get somebody in the facility and get them going, and then they get into the hiring process, and then let's start talking about how we can bring that facility justice to the workplace and a union contract. And that's, you know, this is going to be a long, drawn-out process, and I know many of my colleagues have already moved on to other ventures and career paths, and you know, I'm working on one too at Heartland, but that'll be the choice of those workers at that facility at that time, and hopefully they'll have that opportunity if they want it.
I think you heard them say they're going to work with the community and they'll take some direction from the community. What do you think the state of unions are in this community and the willingness to keep union strong?
You know what? This community has a great union backbone led by the trades and labor in this community. And as a member of the UIW, I was glad to become a part of it and still am a part of it. And I think anytime somebody who's looking to organize their facility, there will always be people in this community who'll be ready to help them organize and be successful in an organizing drive.
When they're talking about hiring in the larger numbers, that's a few years out. Does it concern you that we won't know what the state of labor is under a Trump administration and the climate could be very different from what it is right now in this community?
I would say that that is definitely the Trump card out there, because I think it's very clear that part of his agenda is to dismantle labor. And we cannot just dismiss it that, oh, it's not on their agenda when it is. And I think if they can do anything to weaken the power of collective bargaining, they're going to try and do it. And they may piecemeal it, or they may just try and take one big swing at it, you know, and that's going to be an issue. And I think that's always been an issue for labor. We're always fighting legislation. It's very difficult to organize, and it takes a lot of personal and intestinal fortitude of those workers inside a facility to make it happen. Now, it's not as easy as it used to be in the 30s and the 40s. Part of that's because of legislation and political roadblocks that are always put in the path of workers.
You know, you heard a lot of applause for the state cooperation that occurred in crafting this deal. Does it concern you that one of the players in all of that is Governor Rauner, who still hasn't signed a prevailing wage?
Yeah, it is. And like I was talking to one of my other colleagues, I said right here in the normal council, this is where government affects people in the community, and what the council leaders were doing and what the county board and the other bodies are going to be doing will have a direct impact on this community. Now, I hope that the governor will come forward and be a part of that, but we don't know where his involvement is going to be at this time, and I'll be very interested to hear it just like anybody else. But we have to put our trust in our local leaders, because they're the ones that we're in touch with. They're the ones that are in touch with the community, and they're the ones that really have the hands-on and really know what's going on.
Knowing what you know about the employees who lost a job with Mitsubishi, do you think there's a sizable number that could be prepared for maybe the kind of retraining that could happen under this company in cooperation with, say, a Heartland Community College? You know, are there enough people willing to learn new things?
Well, as you know, Colleen, I am back in school, and I got two semesters left. In the fall next year, I have a couple classes, and I'll be done with my retraining electronic systems technology. And I'm with many of my other colleagues there at this time who are in the process. With Rivian coming forward here, it would be nice to know what kind of skill sets they're looking for, because it may make some people rethink what kind of training they're doing if there's going to be a specific need for something in the assembly of this product, which is going to be an electric modified vehicle. So, yeah, I think that I want Heartland to play a significant role in it. The Workforce Development Building, we have a lot of technology opportunities there, and I hope that they get together with Rivian and can put together programs that will help man workforce out there and make us the ready, skilled workers that everybody talked about in that meeting. Glad to come out here, and, you know, as somebody who's going through that retraining process, put a voice to what it means to bring this type of work back into the community, why I may not take advantage of that opportunity. There are others that will and want to, and hopefully they will get that opportunity and that Rivian will be successful and carry on for many years to come here in the Bloomington-Normal community.